Now, 2010 is the International Year of Biodiversity, and a park in the centre of Bristol may not seem the obvious place to study biodiversity. Depends what you're up to, I suppose. But this weekend, Blaise Park has been host to what's known as a bio-blitz, which is an attempt to find and catalogue all the different types of wildlife that you might come across. Bio-blitzes are going to be happening all over the country in the next few months. So to explain more about what's coming and to hear about what they've done over the weekend, we're joined by Ed Druitt, and he's from the Bristol Natural History Consortium. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Chris.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. Thank you for joining us. First of all, could you tell us what actually is a bioblitz?
Yeah, well, a bioblitz is basically an opportunity to bring scientific experts, naturalists, volunteers and the public, schools and families together to basically see and find as many different species that are living in an area as possible. So as you mentioned, in Bristol we did it at Blaise Castle Estate, and we had lots of schools on the Friday and then families on the Saturday engaging with experts and naturalists and volunteers looking for all the different trees, lichens, aquatic insects, birds and everything else that lives up there.
And what are you hoping to get out of this? Why do we think this is worth doing?
Primarily really to sort of engage the public, engage people in different parts of the country, in this case in Bristol really, with what's on their doorstep and opening people's eyes up to what's actually there. But also there's some real kind of scientific outputs as well. On the BioBlitz that we had over the last couple of days or so, we found 536 species, of which two were nationally scarce and I think not really recorded before, including ones such as the grass rivulet moth, for example. And so it's an opportunity to find out what's there and to then be able to advise the land manager for Blaise, which is owned by Bristol City Council, on what's there and what they can do to help some of that wildlife. A lot of that data then goes, or all of that data then goes to the Bristol Regional Environmental Records Centre, and they then put that data into a special database which can be used by members of the public and businesses who perhaps want to then find out what's on there, particularly, for example, if there was a building application, which is probably not going to happen on this particular place but might happen elsewhere in the country. And so we can have a good idea of what's actually living in these places.
So when people come along to get involved, how will they actually go out and collect the data? Will they be given a pooter, one of those pots with tubes coming out to suck things up, or do they go around in little teams? How's the data gathered?
Yeah. Well, basically, we had families, let's say, you know, you might have had, say, 10 people, it might be two or three families going out with a naturalist and a couple of volunteers. So they might, for example, be going into some grasslands. So they'll take out a couple of sweep nets and some white trays and ID charts and actually be doing their own sweep netting and discovering what's in that grassland. Likewise, if they're looking in a stream or a pond, they'd obviously be doing that with nets and also using pooters as well to get some of the very tiny insects. And then that information is then put onto recording forms, which is kind of almost like quality controlled through the naturalist, who will be putting that onto the recording forms. And from there, then that gets put onto the actual database. So it's very much about getting the public and schools hands-on with nature. So we had school children and families properly doing sweep netting and then really discovering on a small, you know, small kind of minute level what was actually living on their doorstep.
And what do the scientists and naturalists who you've had involved in this, what do they make of it, and are they supportive?
Absolutely. I think that what we found early on, particularly perhaps in previous years and last year when we first sort of started this, was scientists and naturalists have been particularly modest about themselves and don't always necessarily see themselves as someone who can offer loads of opportunities. But I think now we've got the balance right of being able to enable and give the confidence to naturalists and other scientists to come forward and realise that they can feel empowered and actually take families or school groups out themselves and actually engage people with them. So it's had a very positive output, and I think it's a really nice way. I think people that have enjoyed actually transferring their knowledge and their skills onto people perhaps who wouldn't normally engage or do this sort of thing.
And it's not just Bristol. This is going to be scaled up or is going to be taken to other cities around the country. So we'll have one coming to Cambridge, won't we?
Absolutely, that's right. So Bristol has been leading on this in terms of being one of the first cities to do this year, linking in with the Year of Biodiversity. And there's going to be lots of other ones over 15 or 16 across the country taking place. And people can find out where they're taking place by visiting the website bioblitzuk.org.uk. And as you say, you can find out where things are going to be happening close to you. And there's going to be one in Derby. There'll be one that Natural History Museum are doing down on the coast in Devon, for example. So they're going to be happening all across the country. And therefore, families, the public, scientists can all engage on a local scale.
And finally, Ed, what do the people who come and take part, members of the public, actually make of the experience? Do they think it's just a run around in the grass if they're kiddies, or do they actually take away the scientific message as well?
I think people have actually really been engaging. When you've seen people actually getting down to the minute level and wanting to do more, and we've had lots of families come back. So we had families, for example, doing the Dawn Chorus Walk, and then they came back later on to perhaps do some stream sampling or doing some insect work. So from what we can tell so far, it's been a very positive engagement with people wanting to come back and do more and hopefully continue with our Bristol Festival of Nature that we've got, for example, in a couple of weeks' time in June.
Ed, brilliant. We'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Ed Druitt from the Bristol Natural History Consortium. And as he said, you can find out if there's a BioBlitz happening near you from the website bioblitzuk.org.uk. And also, if you'd like to find out anything about any of the news stories we've covered on this week's show so far, they're all on our website with the references and other supporting materials at nakedscientist.com/news.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.
You are listening.